Pope Benedict XVI began his Sunday with a pastoral visit to the parish church of St. Felicity in Rome, where he also celebrated Mass. Waiting to greet him on his return to a sunny St. Peter's Square were thousands of pilgrims for his weekly Angelus address. During the address, the Holy Father reflected on two celebrations. The Annunciation, which falls on the 25th of March, but which will be celebrated a day later, and the Day of Prayer for Missionary Martyrs.
L'Annunciazione, narrata all'inizio del Vangelo di San Luca, è un avvenimento umile.
The Holy Father began nascosto. By describing the Annunciation as a humble, hidden event that no one saw or knew except for Mary.
Al tempo stesso decisivo per la storia della umanità.
He also went on to say the obedience of Jesus mirrored that of his mother.
Il sì di Gesù e di Maria si rinnova così nel sì dei santi.
But Benedict said that Mary's response of yes to the angel continues in the church with that of the saints and martyrs, stressing in particular the day of prayer and fasting of missionary martyrs celebrated on the 24th of March on the anniversary of the murder of Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador. Finally, the Holy Father noted, in this time of Lent, more frequently do we contemplate Our Lady, who on Calvary sealed the yes she pronounced in Nazareth. United with Jesus, witness of the Father's love, he said, Mary experienced the martyrdom of the soul. After the Angelus, Pope Benedict invited young people to take part in the rituals of Holy Week, starting on Palm Sunday on April the 1st, the day World Youth Day is celebrated. The Holy Father then greeted those in the square in a number of languages, including English, before imparting his apostolic blessing.
I welcome all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present at today's Angelus. May our Lenten journey continue to be marked by forgiveness and the resolve to transform sin and desolation into the life and joy of Easter. Upon all of you and your loved ones, I invoke the strength and peace of Christ our Lord.